As we ran out of time last time, we began discussing what's colloquially referred to as the situation of Tachov, which begins with a comment of the Nesivos in the last paragraph of Tikkun Eruvin, that in a situation of Tachov, you don't have a problem of Tzuras HaPesach Min Hatzad. So what is Tachov? So the general way it's presented in the older literature is that Tachov refers to a situation where you have a Kana Mikan, and the Kana Al Gavav protrudes slightly into the Kana Mikan, so there's a hole drilled that allows the Kana Mikan, the Kana Al Gavav, to go into the Kana Mikan. It doesn't go through, it just goes in. And that's what Tachov pushed in means. So this understanding of what Tachov means, and then we focused last time on the second explanation of the Nesivos, that you say Dal Mihachi, which in this situation would mean that even though the Kana Al Gavein goes into the Kana Mikan, and there's part of the Kana above it, so there should have been a problem of Tzuras HaPesach Min Hatzad, we say Dal Mihachi, we view the area above the Kana Al Gavein as not being there, because it's not necessary for the Hekshir of the Kana. And therefore, we view the Kana Al Gavein as being fully Al Gavein. So this understanding of Tachov and the allowance based on this Svar of Dal Mihachi seems to be accepted by the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is in Simen Shin Samach Beis, Sivkat and Lamed Beis, Simen Shin Samach Beis, Sivkat and Lamed Beis, and seems to be accepted and understood this way by Rav Shlomo Gluger, Ha'elef HaShlomo Simen Kuf Samach Dalet, Ha'elef HaShlomo Simen Kuf Samach Dalet. The Lashon of Rav Shlomo Gluger is Mat Shenistapik B'Tzuras HaPesach She'tachav HaKana L'soch Obi HaKana Shel HaLechayayim. Tzuras HaPesach, where you stuck in the Kana Agaveya into the thickness of the Kana Mikan. Hinei Ani Morek Hein Tamid Demutra Fi Agavna V'Tzadku Devarav V'Zeh V'lo Kam Mishvetzos Not Like the Prima Kadim Rak Zeh Lo Nikra Min Hatzad. Okay, so that seems to be what he's describing, this picture, and he says that's not a problem of Tzuras HaPesach Min Hatzad. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir on this picture. Mishnah Berurah in Shin Samach Beis, Sivkatan Samach Dalid, who quotes a Prima Gadim who is nistapik. Prima Gadim in Mishnah Sosav, Sivkatan Yotes, quotes a Lashon of the Hagos Ashri. Hagos Ashri is in the first parak of Eruvin, on the Rosh Simen Yudalid, Hagos Ashri on the Rosh Simen Yudalid, and his Lashon, the Hagos Ashri Simen Yudalid, is that Tzuras HaPesach Min Hatzad is V'lo She'hei Tachov Vein Shneyem Mizeh L'zeh Be'emtza Isa. That you can't have a Kana Al Gabeyan, which is Tachov between the two Kanim, Be'emtza Isa, in the middle. Okay, so he uses the term Tachov. Some point out that the Hagos Ashri is quoting Or Zeruah, and in the Or Zeruah, in its original source, the word Tachov doesn't appear. But the Hagos Ashri citation of the Or Zeruah does have the word Tachov. Okay? And then the Mishnah Brura in the Shaar HaTzion, Sivkata Nun Beis, attempts to minimize the significance of the Nesivos and to present the Nesivos as not saying what we had initially thought that he said.
Shemai? I think the Gemara talks about a mechanism of condensing.
Okay.
And then I'm not going to, more specific,
that's what I'm saying,
kind of that case.
So that happened to be the seer that the Gemara is talking about, but so it's a Pesach, and it's out of be any kind of gavah. It doesn't have to be a smorah, it could be a
right.
Firm kana. Or
So
the way we just presented it is that this is a top. Halakhically.
I say those who want to argue with that, I don't understand
how they argue.
How they argue and how they.
The definite aside. What do you mean, Dami Hati? It's there. But we'll.
It's not possible to have a Zamora like that. A Zamora is either on top of the Kamra or it's not. It's on the side.
That happens to be the case of the Gemara. That doesn't mean that's the only seer or Tosa Pesach that you could have. Okay. Now, the difficulty in the understanding of Minasivas that we just presented in the classic understanding is the first reason that he gives, which we deliberately glossed over until now. So Minasivas' first reason reads as follows. The Hahatam did the Inan al Gabav, Perish Rashi, Kamo, Mashko, Al Ha Mizizo. Right? The reason that Minasad is a problem is because it's not normal to have a Mashkov that goes into the middle of the Mizizah. A Mashkov, a door frame, goes on the top of the two mezuzos. Ubemashkov gufa atu im hamezuzo rechava me'amashkov lavshein pesachu. And when it comes to a mashkov itself, would you say that if the mezuzah, if the side posts are wider than the mashkov, that's not a valid door frame? Atu im a mezuzah rechava me'amashkov lav shein pesachu. The Sam looks perplexed because the way we just explained tachlov, this doesn't seem to make any sense. Right?
What does the width of the sides have to do with tachlov?
Right, exactly. So Rav Schefter points out that what the Nesivas, he thinks what the Nesivas really means and what the type of tachlov that would be permissible is the following seer. You have your Kanamikan, and the Kanamikan kind of branches off over here on the top to two parts, like a hemnic, like a V shape on the top. And then you have your Kana Algabeyan wrapped around one of the V's, such that it's over the middle part of the economy cap. So what the Nesivas means is that this is the halakhic kana that we're concerned about. It's considered al-gabav of this part of the kana, and we're not concerned about the fact that there's this other part of the V going out in the other direction, because, and that's what he means, the fact that this mezuzah, this part of the kana mikan, is wider, meaning extends beyond the mashkaf, the kana al-gabayan, doesn't mean this isn't considered a valid door frame. So that's the type of tachlov that would be mutter, but this tachlov would still be problematic. One second. Because in this kind of situation, Rav Shachter would say that even if you wanted to argue, Dam Lehaki, the area above this point of Tachov, but what about the rest of economy Khan? So it goes into here, what about the rest of this part of the Khana? It's still Minatzad of the left part of the Khana. So if you have a Khanagabayan that is Tachov through and through, that pierces economy Khan and goes all the way to the other side, so then you can say Dal Mehafi, the entire area on top. But if it only goes into the middle, so very nice you hit Dal Mehafi over this area, but that doesn't help for the part of the Kana Mikan that it is not Tachov into.
What about
this
Lavid?
Is, what?
Sorry to say Lavid for the top of the top.
What do you mean say Lavid?
It's within level of a Lavid of your top point.
Love would mean that if I have an open space, I view that open space is being plugged up. So if I have a mechisa that's within three tefachim of the ground, leaving aside mechisa tuya, I view that as touching the ground. That's what love means. If I have a gap,
always involves open space.
Right, love means I plug up an open space. Okay, so this is relevant.
Can I just explain a little more what Rav Shachter is?
What Rav Shachter is saying is that this may be an acceptable form of tachov if it goes all the way through the kana from one side to the other. Then you have the license to say Dami Hafi, the area above the point of contact. But if it only goes halfway, so very nice you're going to say Dami Hafi above here, but it's still considered minatzad of the leftmost part of this kana.
Okay. What
does
that have to do with the Y shape?
No. This is a seer that Nisibis was talking about.
Okay.
Point A.
Okay.
This
so
is not a problem in Asad because it's going over what is the halakhic con over here. Okay?
So
and we don't care about the
halakhic con, which is funny.
I'm sorry?
So then it's being tachoed through a point that's not the halakhic con. Right? That the right side of that top part of the Y. We're not calling the kana. That's
right. So it's going above the going above this area. That's not considered minatzad.
So in other words, if I'm looking at that
right.
kana, or this three parts,
right.
the bottom part we care about, that's the kana.
Right.
I guess we're gonna have 10 spots up until that point.
Mm-hmm.
Then the top left part of that Y, we don't care
right.
about.
Right.
That's what the receiver says. It would still be a door.
Right.
And the top right. Is what? It's talking through what we're saying Dami Hafi, or is it not there? What's happening?
Well, so if it's wrapped around here, let's say, such that it's really
that's what's
over
holding it in place, I guess.
Right, it's really over here.
So we're saying is that like a good aspect up to there, or it's part of the kind of.
Well, it doesn't. The din is ain't sweet the liga, as we'll see.
Right.
So it doesn't have to touch here. This might not be the best picture. There's a picture in the English Chicago Erevin book that Yisrael Meyer has. That's a better picture than Francis Roderick Glenner. Better picture than this, but that's basically the idea. So this is relevant if oftentimes when you're using a utility pole or telephone pole as a and to help with the source of Pesach, so you have your wires that go from utility pole to utility pole. So even if you're going to put your lechi on the side over here to catch the wire, if it's Tachov into here, and you're assuming that this connects this Khan and Bikan, it doesn't go out the other way, that according to Rav Shachter could be a problem. Yeah, what questions did I not take? Avi.
Can you clarify what the problem was with the Yeshivas Shad to explain the coin to the Hashalchem?
The problem was it doesn't really fit with his first reason. The reason of Adru Mitzvah Rechavim Yamashka Vlav Shem Pesachu doesn't sound like that's relevant to this seer over here.
Because it has nothing to do with Yamashka. Okay.
Avi.
I don't know if we're going to get to it now, but now I'm a little confused about what's happening with the modern telephone poles.
Mm-hmm.
We're describing, are they usually piercing, or are they going around?
They're usually not piercing. Meaning they go in, but they don't go all the way through.
But they don't go all the way through.
Right.
And then they start again on the other side.
Correct.
And that's a problem for us, or?
So if you wanted to use the telephone pole itself as a kanamikan, or, then it would not be fine, because then it's, that's the problematic kind of tafel.
I'm stuck at
Eintzarach
Liga. They just go up.
Eintzarach Liga just means, we'll talk about Eintzarach Liga soon. Eintzarach Liga just means that you don't have to have, it still has to be Al-Gabav, but it doesn't have to touch. You can have your Kanamikan over here, and the Kan Al-Gabav goes above.
Right, so then we don't need the telephone pole at all then.
So if
we
you...
We just need the wire on top. We have our own sort of pasach of the lefty on the side of the... Which is not really lucky, but we'll call it kamikam, which is
right.
Stuck on the outside bottom of that telephone pole. Position it directly underneath the wire, and then forget the pole. The pole disappears, only the wire still stays in place, hanging up there. I might not have enough information, that's why I'm not confused. Maybe we don't have to get into the whole telephone problem, then, because use our lucky, forget the telephone pole. Right, so there's Rosh Hashanah's answer to that, and then I just want to think what the... Who the Minhag HaOlam isn't bothered for precisely the reason. Okay, so Rosh Hashanah would say the following. Okay, Rosh Hashanah says that this is another detail in Tzuras HaPesach that we'll get to soon. Tzuras HaPesach has to be Ruyi L'Kabel Del Shel Kash. Right, which means that a Tzuras HaPesach, even though in theory it could be flimsy, but it can't be super flimsy, it has to be strong enough, the Kan HaMikan has to be strong enough, that it could hold up a straw door. So a straw door isn't super heavy, but it's something. So Rosh Hashanah says that usually if you have a wide enough Tzuras HaPesach, like the standard size Tzuras HaPesach that you have in Community Erev, the little piece of weather stripping that you're going to use as the colloquial lechi that you're going to attach to the side of the pole is not really Ruyi L'Kabel Del Shel Kash. So we'll have to analyze that nekuda in due time soon. But with that hanacha, so that kana mikan, that piece of weather stripping is not a really Ruyi L'Kabel Del Shel Kash. And therefore, the strength of the kana mikan is not that
piece of weather stripping or that colloquial lechi itself, it's the fact that the lechi is attached to a pole. And then we view the entire thing as constituting the lechi. If that's the case, so then if the entire thing constitutes a lechi, so then the Kanal Gabbeth has to go over the entire thing, and then you run into this problem of tachos. For the rest of the world that doesn't have that analysis, if you don't have that analysis, so then I think you're right. As long as the Kanal Mikan goes above the colloquial lechi, then we wouldn't be bothered by tachos, even if you're going to be machmer tachos. So those other nekudas we'll have to analyze soon. Okay?
So how come they... I'm wrapping around the top of one of your bifurcations.
Right,
one.
Right.
That sounds like wrapping around, not like top of. I mean, I see that it's in between two things, but I don't see a top of that. I see it wrapping around.
You should go like this in the pool.
Going around.
Okay, and the Nesiva doesn't use the word tachov. He does use the word chokikin,
uh-huh, yeah.
Which okay.
So I'm just bothered by we're saying that the issue over here is that our mashkoi. It's not normal for a transmitter to have your current shirtzadadim going above your mashkoi. That it's not there to make
it. No, it has to go above. What do you mean above the mashkoi?
And your it's not there for your side posts to go above your crossbar.
It's not there for the crossbar to go into the side post. Yeah. That's not the normal way of constructing a door frame. That's what Rashi says. We'll see in a minute what the Mordechai says, which is along the same line. Okay. The Gemara in Yud Aleph Amud Aleph has the term Piskei Shemai, which we have in Hilchos Mezuzah as well. The Gemara here is talking within the context of whether a Tzuvos HaPesach works even if an area is paris mubala omid, or only if the area is only mubala paris. The Gemara says that halfway down, Amar Kana, Kitanya Hebe Pitzvei Shemai. That brisa, when we say that it's just a pesach only works if it's only mubala paris, that's talking about where you have Pitzvei Shemai. Under normal circumstances, it's just a pesach works even if it's paris mubala omid, and it's only when you have Pitzvei Shemai that you require only Ruvel Aparis. My Pesach Shemai, Fligably Rav Rechumi, Rav Yosef, Machlokas Amorim, Chad Amor Delesu Shekhi, Chad Amor Delesu Tikra. So look at Rashi. Rashi says Pesach Shemai, Pesachin Shomimin, desolate doors. Lishna Prina, Pesachin Mikokolin, messed up doors. Shemachusarin Tikun, Kamo Zakan Ashmai, Kasar Ni Torah. So it's a lashon of mekoko, lashon of chaser, that is missing something, just like the term zaken hashmai, when kedushin is here, we're not, but others are, which means he's lacking Torah. Okay, so what are these two options that is lacking shikti? So Rashi says shikti is mezuzas. It's lacking proper sipos. Shenechu to avanei mikan mikan. Evan Yosef to Evan Nifnesis. That the stones were misuse or misformed on either side. So you have Evan Yosef, Evan Nifnesis, Evan Zetuas Apesach. So you have the door frame. And around the door frame, you have misshaped stones. You have a stone like that, and then a stone like that, and then a stone like that, and like that, and like that. And that constitutes your door frame. So that's Rashi's Pisli, that's Rashi's Leslahu Shikfi. One second, Jew. The Ritva says that Leslahu Shikfi means it's missing mezuzos in total. Not just that you have the misformed mezuzos, you don't have mezuzos at all. How does it stand up? Suspension of gravity, or whatever the tier is. And then, Leslu Tikra, Rashi says, She'ein klum binyan lamalam in a Pesach, ala kola kosel kola ka Pesach ad rosha kazeh, it's lacking the kamal gabayan. The Zuhas Pesach Shamu, kanami 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 gabayan, and here it's lacking the kanal gabayan. So, according to the Ritva, Leslu Shikri means it's lacking the kanami kan, Tikra means it's lacking the kanal gabayan. Rashi says, agrees Tikra is lacking the kanal gabayan, he says Shikri is the Evan Ifnas Evan Yosef, Judah.
In Rashi's map of Shikri, is it that it wasn't, I don't know if it's being meant to give, is it that it wasn't made at all as a doorpost, it just happens to be that it sort of like makes this like shape of a doorpost that's not really a doorpost, or is it that like it was constructed to be a doorpost, nevertheless, it is misformed a little bit? Or
they're not that's my follow-up question. I'm not sure what nafmin is.
Not sure. I'm
just
trying to sort of understand
what the situation is. Not sure. That's, presumably, this is not a... If you're going with the... Hissi Shemai, for most Rishonim, seems to be the model of the kind of non-standard door frame that people would never use and therefore would be problematic. So whether it's non-standard because it's misshapen or whether it's not standard because... What was the other option again?
I don't know, like I was thinking like an area that maybe it's like a ruin. I don't know if I saw this somewhere or if I just made this up, but like an area that's like a ruin where like you maybe have like stones that sort of like fell out of place and it happens to be that there's some sort of semblance of the door place, but it's not really
Again, most folks can assume that the Tzuras HaPesach Omen Me'elot is good. We'll have to talk about that a little bit more. So whether or not it was made with Tzuras HaPesach or just fell out that way shouldn't make a difference.
Right.
The Saron is that this isn't a standard formation of the doorway. Okay.
We're playing the Ritva a little bit abstract,
mm-hmm.
that there's just apparently like a Kanal Gavayim without any Kanal Shmenetzad. Could we just explain a little bit more simply that it's a door without any side posts. I mean, like, imagine this door, it's like a break in the wall, but nobody defined any, you know, side posts alongside. The wall sort of ends there. You know, when you have that, it's almost like the entrance to our blocking metric. When you walk in,
yeah.
You don't want the science reviewers to use that.
Yeah.
Use it. But, so that door, there's no real door post there. It's just, you take away the door, it just looks like the wall keeps going, and there's just, that would make more sense.
Ah, right? Okay. I don't have a lot of time in front of me if anyone does need to check, but good. Okay. So most assume, even though the Gemara's context of Hiskei Shammai here is limited to the whether Tzuras HaPesach is affected by the person of Olame, most assume that Pesach Shemai are invalid Tzafim for the purposes of Tzuras HaPesach in a Hilchos Shabbos. And we'll see that Poskim extend the notion of Pesach Shemai to other instances of where a door frame is constructed in a non-standard fashion. If you look at the Mordechai Siman Tuf Ayin Ches, the Mordechai says that Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad is itself a Chisaron of Pesach Shemai. Mordechai writes, Pesach kahal lo avdi inchi, that it's not normal to construct a Pesach with a kana al gabayim that's not al gabayim. It's not normal to construct it with a Pesach min atzad. Ela pitzvei shemayim, but if you have a tzuras Pesach min atzad, that is a form of pitzvei shemayim. Shomimin uminuvalin umukukolin, they are desolate and disgusting and messed up tzachim. So, Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad is a chisaron of Pesach Shemai. Parenthetically, Tosfos here quotes Rabbeinu Hananel that the lashon of Pesach Shemai is from Pisle Eretz Yisrael, the way they build doors in Eretz Yisrael, Shu Eretz B'nei Shem, hence Pisle Shimai. I don't know too much about the types of construction that was used in Eretz Yisrael. There is a position of the Nesivos and the Tikkun Eruvin, which most folks, I think, don't accept, that the whole Kisaron of Pisle Shimai is really limited to Hilchos Mezuzah. So we have Pisle Shimai in Hilchos Mezuzah, that Pisle Shimai are not Mechuyev in Mezuzah. And he thinks that, after all, he writes, there is a fundamental difference between the definition, there have to be differences between the definition of a Pesach for Hilchos Mezuzah and the definition of a Pesach for Hilchos Eruvin. After all, if the definitions were the same, so then every Suez HaPesach that we construct for Eruvin purposes would have to have a mezuzah, which is basically what Yisrael Meir after that at one point. And that's clearly not the case. So it must be that there are differences in din between the criterion for Suez HaPesach and Hilchos Mezuzah and the criterion of Suez HaPesach and Hilchos Eruvin. The Gemara says that the Gemara here is limited to a specific context of doorways in walls. He says the Gemara is not talking about a Suez HaPesach per se, talking about a wall and a Pesach in a wall. So if you have a wall with an entrance and it looks like this, so that is not a proper Pesach. That's considered Pisle Shimai. But there we're not talking about a regular Suez HaPesach anyway. We're not looking at a Kana Dikan, the Kana Al-Gabayan. So that, in terms of definitions of Pesach, Pisle Shimai is lacking, but if you have a parallel situation of a Suez HaPesach, that might be fine in Hilchos Eruvin. If you take a look at the exact analysis of the Eruvin, again, most folks can assume that Pisle Shimai is indeed operative for Hilchos Eruvin. So let's look now at the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and this is going to tie back in to Pisle Shimai. So the Gemara says, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, a few lines after the first two dots. Tana, Suez HaPesach She'amru, Kanami Kan, Rekanami Kan, Rekanu Agadayen, Tzvichen Ligo, Ein Tzvichen Ligo. So when we have a Suez HaPesach, do the Kanami Kan have to touch the Kana Agadayen? Rav Nachman Amar Ein Tzvichen Liga. Rav Nachman says no. Rav Sheshes Amar Tzvichen Liga. Rav Sheshes says yes. Okay. Machlokas Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes whether the Kana Mikan has to touch the Kana Al Gabayim. Also Rav Nachman Vavad Uvda Bei Reish Galusa Kishmaisa. So Rav Nachman went. Rav Nachman was a Mako, and he constructed a Suez HaPesach in the house of the Reish Galusa based on his Tzak of Ein Tzvichen Liga. So Amalei Rav Sheshes L'shameh, so Rav Sheshes said to his servant Rav Gada Zil Shlo Shadir, go take down this Suez HaPesach. Azal Shala Shadir, so Rav Sheshes took it down. Rav Sheshes' servant took it down. As we pointed out in our Gemara, this is one of the two instances of Eruv vandalism that we have in the Sefer Eruv. So Ashkechud the Beis Galusa, so Beis Galusa found Rav Gada that he was, Rav Nachman was a chasm of the Messiah, so they found that Rav Sheshes, the servant, was interfering with the Suez HaPesach erected in the Reish Galusa. Chavshu, they put him in jail. Also, Rav Sheshes came above him. Rav Sheshes went to the door of the jail. Amrle Gada poke. He screamed, Gada come out. Tanafik v'asa. So they let him out. Okay. There's a lot of emotion behind this machlokas. Ashkei Rav Sheshes, the rabbi of Rav Shmuel, Amalei, Tani Mar Midi B'Sirus HaPesach, did you teach anything in Hilcha B'Sirus HaPesach? Amar Le'in, Tanina Kipa. Remeir Mechayi B'Muzuz of a common poetry. So Kipa, an arch. Machlokas Tanoim, whether an arch is Mechayi B'Muzuz. So you have your Kan, kind of. But then, instead of a straight perpendicular Kana Agabav, instead of a standard Mashkov, you have an arch. That's my focus tonight, whether that kippa is mechuyev in mezuzah. The Shavu, however, everyone agrees, Rameir Chachamim, Shem Yesh Baragla Asara, Shichayadis, that if there is at least 10 tefachim on either side that go straight before the arch starts arching, then that arch is going to be mechuyev in mezuzah. Okay, look at Rashi. The Shavin Shem Yesh Baragla Asara Gova Kodem Shiyaskal Agel Chayedes. The Yesh Baragla Gova Birocha Varba. It has the area enclosed by this doorway has 10 tefachim tall, 4 wide. The Afilu Kol Eagle Sasum Nish Arsham Shir Pesach Kasher. So even if the whole arch wasn't there and that whole area was closed off, you still have a shear of a doorway. Okay? And therefore it's going to be chayiv in the mezuzah. So, I think you have a picture in Rashi. But if you have the hilchos mezuzah, as long as this is 10 tefachim tall, so even if an arch is over here, this is still going to be mechuyev in the mezuzah because even if this entire area is viewed as asum, you still have a shear of a doorway that's going to be mechuyev mezuzah. Then Rashi continues, why do we care about this? Alma ain't tricha liga. You see from here that the kana mikan doesn't have to touch the kana gade. The ha hafshera the pesach burag lehahi. Does the ikar hafshera of the Surat HaPesach are the side posts, the Kan Mikan. The Eagle Matzik Bein Tikkur HaYona L'Mezuzos, and the arch is Matzik between the upper Tikra and the Mezuzos. The Ksani Chayavis. So you see, Ein Tzricha Liga. Okay, this is what I started asking before we started. What is the Tikkur Eliyona in this tzir? Yeah?
So I think at some point we have to imagine that there's a flat top. Because I think that you're not, we do need to have a flat top of Kanal Gabayim. Right? So that's like, you know, I don't know if it, you don't actually have to have a roof at all, but you do have to have a flat top, and the arch is either imaginarily being mafsik or actually being mafsik because there is a flat roof. So there's something, the picture you draw is incomplete, basically. The picture you see,
so the kana al gabayim is really this.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's put that aside for a moment. The Ne'iri writes over here, that the reason of Ein Tzrichin Liga in general by Surah HaPesach is because we say good asik. Right? So you have economy kan. Kana Mikan doesn't go all the way up to the Kana Al Gabayim. So you say good asik. Okay. The Gevi Eger quotes this as well in the end of Simin Shin Tamath Beis from Shuvas of Elia Mizrahi. Rabbi Shulchan Aruch, take a look. Rav Chazos of the Gevi Eger in Simin Shin Tamath Beis writes the following. Afilu Eina Nogeves. And Shulchan Aruch it says in Se'if Yud Aleph that Ma'utzuvus a Pesach, Kana Mikam, Kana Mikam, Kana Gadayim. Afilu Eina Nogeya Behen, Ela Shiyesh Benein Kama Amos. Even if the Kana Mikam doesn't touch the Kama Gadayim, even if there is a large gap between the Kana Mikam and Kana Gadayim, Uvashi Hed Goba Kana Shemi Kana Mikam Kara Tokim. The Yuma Kuvanum Kanega Kana Elyon, as long as the Kana Mikam is at least 10 Tokim tall, and as long as it is directly under the Kana Gabav, they don't have to touch. Says Rav Gevager, Afilu Eina Nogeya Behen, Mitam Der Mina Good Asik. The standard detail in Hilchos Mechitzos, we say good asik, so the kind of mikan doesn't have to go all the way up. The kind of olam out of kevel, so we halachically view the kind of mikan is going up to the kind of agadayim. When we time that, I feel a kind of echa gavoa, the kind of echa nabuch. So based on, if the rationale of Ein Zvichem Nika is good asik, so it should follow that even if you have kanim that are not the same height. So I have one kana that's that high, and one kana that is that high. So even if I have kana gavoa, the kana namuch, lo havi kavitzki shimai, v'rosho echel shemai, v'rosho echel aretz. That's not the problem with kavitzki shemai. That's not a non-standard tzuris apetha. Darminan. Hakana hanamach ola adlamala. Because halakhically, we view this kana, good asik, is going up to here.
That follow a normal
so the so apparently what he's saying is that if I had there are certain halakhic constructs. Certain details in Hilchos Mechitza that don't pose a problem, Pitzkei Shemai. That halakhically, you're right. In perception, this doesn't look like a normal doorway, but halakhically, they're the same height. So if halakhically they're the same height, then we're not bothered by perception. Then he says, I am Magen Avraham Sifkat and Kaf. With the Magen Avraham writes in Sifkat and Kaf, Vim Asa Gam Kana Acher Tachta Kasha Mikal Malkam Yesh Lishlof Kana Ha Pasol Ne Haroim. No, I think he meant Yuches. No, the Magen Avraham writes in Sifkat and Yuches, Afilu Echad Gasa Michadera. Even if one of the kanim is taller than the other one. Then Rav Gevager writes, Ulefize im achevel atmo meshupa harbe, havech v'tizchi shemai. But if the kan al gabav is significantly slanted, then that would be a problem v'tizchi shemai v'tzarchi in ladina. So this last nakuda of chevel atmo meshupa, we're going to hold off on for a moment. The Gevager is quoting from the Tshuva of Elia Mizrahi that which the Meiri says in our sugya that the lumdus of Ein Tzvicha Liga is based on the principle of good asik. Right, so it sounds like Gevager is assuming that fundamentally a Tshuva of Pesach that the law of the Inchi is Katifli Shamai. But within a certain range, if you have uneven kanim, we would invoke good asik. So just look for a moment at the Mishnah Berurah in Katan Samech. Shin Tamach Bei Samach. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "Afilu Efek Gavo Mechaver Harbe V'Kana Elyon Munach B'Shikua." So this is the Magen Avraham, that even if one of the Kana Mikan is significantly taller than the other one, and the Kana Algebeyan is slanted. Now look at the Sha'ar Tzion Membav, Prima Gadim. V'chidusha V'Kiv'Eger Misafek in Munach Harbe B'Shikua Ayin Shach. Mashikach B'Shem Rebeli Mizrachi. Rosh Echad Munach Hagabi Kana Gavov, Rosh Hashani Tali Kenegda Bavir, Mukhubra Magosel, Kana Namba Fukuban Tafta, Vivadai Mahani. So Mishnah Berurah seems to understand that according to the Magen Avraham, even if there's a significant gap between the height of one kana and the other kana, and there's a chaval meshupa, a significant slanted kana al-gaben, according to the Magen Avraham that would be okay. According to the Rav Gideger, not. There's a certain point at which it becomes pisker shemai, which is not so clear from the Gideger, where you would draw that line.
Is that true that Rabbi Akiva wouldn't agree with that? That Rabbi Akiva was talking in a theoretical case where there wasn't actually that line there.
Well, you have to have a kind of gabbav.
That it wasn't reaching to the, like you just drew it now, but Rabbi Akiva would say that if he wasn't talking about where the kind of meets the other one, the kind of gabbav doesn't meet the shorter one; it stays higher, and then the shorter kind of has to rise up through the basket.
And then how are they joined?
How would that?
You need a kana al-gabav, right?
Right,
you need a
kana al-gabav.
The kana al-gabav can't be the gudasek.
No, the shorter one rises
right.
up.
Good. The shorter one rises up, and how are these connected? Where is the kana al-gabav?
I don't understand what's wrong. The kana al-gabav.
Yeah, where is the kana al-gabav?
Meets the taller one.
Meets the taller one where?
At the top of the taller one.
Okay, yeah.
It goes straight across.
Okay.
And using gudasek, it hits the...
Or has it stay here?
That's
not a high problem. Okay. No, sorry, like magnetics, I don't care. No, it's
not a notch on the wall.
Fine, okay.
So
then
I'm not welcome to
the
Magen
Avraham
arguing that.
You're not, but the Mishnah Berurah understood that they were. Meaning, the Magen Avraham has a few words. Mishnah Berurah seems to understand in his presentation of Magen Avraham that even if there's a chel meshupa, that wouldn't pose a problem, and Rav Kiveger is nostalgic about that and leaves out the tzarachi in his mouth. Correct. Okay. Fine.
Yeah,
accept it.
The Magen Avraham would also say if the shepul is an extreme angle, you give up at some point too. And say it's not a present anymore, no?
Very likely, but you know, he doesn't directly address that. I mean, the Prima Gadim writes over here, Yuches, Eishel Avram Yuches. Hainu kana echa gavo harbe mechaveiro v'kana al-gaba b'shipua mahani t'v'inon al-gaba v'mamish v'shnei ha-kanim shetaktav. So he says in the Magen Avraham that shipua harbe would work. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to assume. He only quotes the Rebbe Kiveger in the Sha'ar Tzion, but on the text of the Mishnah Berurah, he just quotes the Magen Avraham, and the presentation sounds like even a Chevel Meshupa, even a significantly slanted Kana al-Gabav, would be okay. In Rabbi Eider's English Kuntres on Erevin, he quotes from Aaron Cutler that Lemaisa, a slant of up to 45 degrees, is acceptable. Not so clear. It could be that 45 is halfway to 90. Well, up to that point, it's reasonable. It's more
flat than straight.
Right. Rabbi Willig, in his essay on this, reprinted on Mordechai, quotes some kuntris about the Baltimore Erev that says that what Avi just said, that up to 45 degrees is closer to the straight than to the slanted.
Would Rabbi Kida agree if the whole thing was on one part was at the bottom of the hill, the other signpost is at the top of the hill, and
yeah.
So therefore your extreme slant is parallel to the ground,
right?
Would it make a difference?
It may make a difference.
You would straighten out the ground, so
right.
I don't think it would make a difference. It's at least now it's perpendicular to your ground, even though relative to your signpost, it's on the extreme.
Right. And then Rabbi Shachter would say, would it make a difference? But in Rabbi Kivager, the whole thing that he leaves is a Sarathian, so that could well be.
According to me, so I don't understand what you're saying about Rabbi Kivager and just as up navigating a hill.
Yeah.
According to the Tevye here, would that mean that the Tzuris and Pesach would have to get longer to keep the kind of flat?
Again, so Rabbi Kivager, let's not talk about hills. Let's talk about flat surface. The standard, the case that he's talking about, the standard case is flat surface. And you have a kind of here and a kind of here, and let's say you want to join them with this string that goes at that angle. Okay, if it's a different ground level, that gets more complicated, and we'll try to talk about that separately.
I'm trying to suggest, Avi and I thought when we learned it, that
yeah.
would be a good the angle, sorry, of Tom Flacket, that would be the cutoff point. That's the only measurement that we do of 45 degrees right or mid up, it seems.
Yeah, here we're not talking about a slope per se, we're talking about a slant. I haven't seen anyone who says that. Okay. Rav Shechter is very fond on this topic of Chevel Meshupar, the sloping kind of Al-Gabav. Rav Shechter is very fond of an article written, very brief article, written by Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Eisenman, currently of Congregation Abbas Israel of Passaic, when he was in the Kollel here many years ago. Basically, it's like Tavshin Mem Vav. It's a brief analysis of the Shitas on this issue. The other brief point to, and Rav Shechter has that in his Erevin Mar Mekomas packet. The other brief point before we conclude today, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Samach Gimel, Sirkat and Samach Gimel, Shin Samach Gimel, Sirkat and Samach Gimel. Let's leave that for now. The other related point is the Mechaber writes that we just quoted was that even if Ains Vichanliga, you still have to make sure that the Kana Mikan is Mechuvin Kenega the Kana Ha'elyon. The Kana Mikan is opposite or directly under the Kana Ha'elyon. So there's somewhat of a discussion among contemporary authorities as to whether, when you check whether the Kana Mikan is directly under the Kana Al-Gabav, whether you can eyeball it, whether you can rely on your perception, or do you have to use an instrument, a plumb line. Or now they have laser beams also. I'm sorry?
I think they're laser beams.
Right. So Rabbi Jachter has a very cheerful article on this topic in Beis Yitzchak, the one that I edited, Beis Yitzchak Lamed Gimel, Toshin Samach Aleph, in which he just collects all the shitos on this topic among the contemporary authorities. So just to give you 2 minutes of highlights, he quotes that Rav David Lifshitz told him that in Suvalk they used an instrument, and that Rav Ephraim Ashri, the author of the Shail Tachuvas Mi'amam Akim, said that in Kovna, they eyeballed it. Okay? Then he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman is telling him that you should use a instrument, and Rav Moshe saying that it's enough to look at it the way it appears to your perception. Rav Schefter, Rabbi Willig both think that it's better to use a instrument. And then he quotes Rav Schefter saying that whatever you hold, you have to be consistent. If half of the Erev you're going to check with an instrument and the other half you're going to check with your perception, so then you're inconsistent anyway, you slice it, and that would be problematic with Holodas. So whatever system you're going to use, you have to be consistent. Yeah?
The issue is that the crossbar should be
right.
Over...
It has to be over the Kanami Khan. So, often,
so over the bottom of the Kanami Khan?
Let's say over the top of the Kanami Khan.
Well,
you don't see it because it could be there are 10 feet of a gap between the top of the cut and the cut.
Obviously, when it's not,
they're not touching. Ain't speaking legal. So the most common situation where you use a lechi is it's better to use a wider lechi. If you have a wider lechi, then it's clear that you're going to catch the cut on gabba. But sometimes you can use a wider lechi. The Marash HaKol Eir, if every lechi is bored a 2x4 that's like that thick. And then it's a lot easier to make sure that you get the kanal gabba. If you're building a community eruv, you can't put a 2x4, you can't put a four foot wide piece of wood in every lechi, so every post. So you have a much thinner thing. So then it's more challenging to figure out whether it catches. That's this issue.
First of all, Moshe Kol is Willig, so shouldn't they not care about this?
Why didn't
they
care about it?
I'm saying they
don't
even use an instrument. Oh,
okay, no.
They don't get it on time.
First of all,
I
said that Rabbi Willig said you
should
use an instrument.
Oh, I
read
it wrong. Okay.
And in fact,
other side of the. Okay.
Good. I mean.
Ask on the Shita. Considering you to use an instrument, unless when you use the most accurate instrumentation that you can find? Or like, inside you have a plumb line and a laser, are you including to use a laser?
I don't know if you believe to use a laser. Plumb line is pretty accurate. If you have easy access to something that's more accurate, then I don't see what you have to lose.
And you have to check it that way every week, or because you get a plumb line up on every power line to check the lefties.
So I think that really depends on the circumstances, the likelihood of things changing, and it might be different depending on the reality of the given stretch. Yeah.
If the power line itself is the kind that's on.
That's the maximum.
Right? So then what are you checking? It's
talking.
You see it
there. Then there's nothing to check, if that's the case.
Right, but it's the way we explained it before, that we're not really relying on that.
So that's
wood. We're really relying on the power line itself.
So sometimes that may be the case, and sometimes it's not the case. Sometimes you have a real... you're only using a lefty.
Right, I'm going to... Yes, in most modern airmen, they use the power line, right?
So, for example, like in the height area,
sometimes you have
certain heights, there are some places where the air can catch the side of the building. They have a lefty
so
on the side of the building there, so one foot there.